there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are coming to you from Nevis, which is the sister island to St. Kitts. We literally got off the plane, took a cab over to the ferry, cruised across a waterway. 25 minutes later, we are literally sitting in paradise. This is a place that I visited. I think I figured it out. It's about 6 years ago. And I've wanted to come back ever since and hang out with my buddy Ellis from Scuba Safaris and do some diving with him. And it's just time has passed. And I can't believe this much time has passed since I've come back to this beautiful place. But I'm finally here. And we are doing the show, literally from the top of the mountain. We're at a place called the Heritage right now. Or Hermitage. Yes, I'll get it right. We're sampling their rum punch, so that that gives me a little
exactly.
pass. But as you can hear,
sample.
Yes, but as you can hear, the Scuba Cowboy is with me. This is his first time to Nevis, and what do you think so far, there, buddy?
Well, I think you just described it best. It's a little slice of heaven right here. It's absolutely beautiful. The people, the moment you get off the plane, there is an essence of friendliness and familiarity, and you just can't wait to go out and see the whole thing. And so far, it's been spectacular.
Yeah, we've been here just about a day, and we got off the boat at Owali Beach, and that's where I stayed last time I was on the island with Ellis and his gang, and we had a great time. And when we got off the dock, I'm walking off the dock, and it was like I was in a time warp, because I thought, my God, this is amazing to walk out here and look over at the bar and see Ellis walk out. I thought, nothing has changed. Which, but why should it? It was perfect the first time I was here. Why change it? And that's the charm of a beautiful place like this, the island of Nevis. And a matter of fact, we were here at this place where we're having dinner. We're getting ready to have dinner, and I pulled out the little recorder here to cover what we've done so far, and we haven't even jumped in the water yet. But this was one of my favorite places. We are literally in the oldest wooden structure in the entire Caribbean. And Angelique is with me, or Angelic, as I like to call her, because she is so much. She has been our host with the most so far here on the island of Nevis. How are you, Angelique?
I am fine, thank you.
Yeah, so am I right? This is the oldest wooden structure in the entire Caribbean, right?
Sure, you're correct.
And it was an old sugar plantation that has been converted into a beautiful hotel. They have a very unique rum punch concoction that is quite popular with the locals and everybody that comes here, and probably the entire Caribbean, I guess, too. Is that right?
You're most correct with that.
Yes. So Angelique, she has been taking us around these island tours. Mermaid Tiffany is with me as well. And Tiffany, are you liking it? She's doing that, like, sip the rum punch face that it means that, oh, that is the best beverage you could possibly have, right, Tiff?
It is insanely strong. I don't know if I'll last through even one of these, so Greg better hurry up.
Yes. Well, obviously she's getting socially lubricated, as she should, and we'll check up with Tiffany here in just a bit. But Angelique, the island of Nevis, 36 square miles from what I mean, Herbert, our driver, who took us around the island today. What did I say? What?
I believe it's Hubert.
What did I say?
Hubert.
Yeah, that's what I said. See, she just backed me. No, Angelique got my back, and she just said that. Yeah, exactly, Angelic. So, we cruised around the island. It's not that long of a ride, but we had some nice stops at, like, they have the hot spring type of thing.
We stopped at the Botanical Gardens. We stopped at the New Vision Heritage Village. We stopped at the museum.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, you have a dive with Ellis. So you have a pretty packed itinerary.
Yeah, and we're going to get to the diving eventually, but what makes Nevis so unique from all the islands I've been to, not only is it just a beautiful place to cruise around in a car and just take that little trek around the island, but these structures, you know, the heritage, this is just one of many sightseeing stops, but they have these churches that have been here since like the 1600s. It has more history on the island than of Nevis than just about any other Caribbean island I've been to. Is that right, Angelique?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and you can come here and see some of the history, not just for Nevis, but what it was back, you know, before we ruined it, I guess, you know, when we came in and took over some of these places and turned them into, you know, less than what they should have been in the beginning. They were perfect in the first place. They should have stayed that way. Unfortunately, a lot of the other islands have, gone a different route. But Nevis has kept that island charm and has a really neat history to it that you can experience on your surface interval in between this diving, right? And, yeah, that's what you like about it, right?
Of course. We have good food, friendly people, nice beaches, lots of activities. I love it.
Yeah. And you know, the resorts on the island, like the one we're in right now, the food so far, we've only been, well, all we've done so far is drive around and eat. Which is not a bad gig if you can get away with it, trust me, when the food is the quality that it is here on the island of Nevis. But they have a Four Seasons resort, which last time I was here with Ellis from Scuba Safaris, they were talking about doing a dive and dine program where they would dive with the chef from the Four Seasons for lobster, catch it, and then you would come back, he would take your lobster catch and fix it up at the Four Seasons and serve it up for you. They were kind of bouncing this idea off of me last time I was here 5-6 years ago, and now that program is in full effect, and we're going to do it in a couple days. You're going to hear all about it when we catch these lobsters and do just that. So that's, you know, one of the things we have to look forward to. But driving around and just seeing the island, it's very unique. And Pup, you've been around with us traveling, whether it's, you know, different Caribbean islands, Fiji and that kind of thing. This really has a cool look to it, a very unique type of vibe. Wouldn't you think, compared to all the other places we've been?
I think it has a very unique vibe, and I think a lot of it is attributed to the fact that the people are very friendly, but adamant about keeping that history. Like, for instance, the place that we're at right now, you're allowed to come in, and these people come in and develop these old plantations, but they have to leave the buildings the way that they were.
Right.
They can't come in and just knock it down and make some new high-rise. So they're very good about preserving the structure here, and that's what makes it so special. You feel that wherever you go.
Yeah, I mean, there's no KFC here on the island of Nevis.
It's not happening.
It's a very exclusive kind of place. A very popular island for celebs to come that want to get away from it all. I mean, last time I was here, right across the way, the Rolling Stones were hanging out. We've already had some chats with Angelique, that Jay-Z and Beyonce came by and hung out, did a little cruising. But she's looking at me like, don't say that. Yeah, she's like, you know. So it was JB. Yeah,
yeah, maybe
not
that's
JB.
Who it was. Yes.
It was his younger cousin.
They do have a very unique thing here known as Purple Rain.
Yes, we sampled a Purple Rain, and that was at the Botanical Gardens, and it's made with some blue flower type of thing. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of colorful sweet drinks and things like that.
But that was awesome.
Yeah, that was quite a concoction. After we drank it, we broke out into the Prince Classic and entertained several, and they promptly kicked us off the property, as they should. But yeah, you must come to the Botanical Gardens here on the island of Nevis and walk around and have a Purple Rain drink. What's that, Angelique? You can say this on the radio, can't you? What's that? What? Yeah, of course he's going to come over and he's going to talk. Yeah, that's all good. She's like, you know, I can't say that on the radio, but of course, you know, she's being our host. That's what they have to do, right, Pop?
She's a very gracious hostess, I believe, Greg. And we actually specifically have in our contract that only I am allowed to sing. That's why we got kicked off the property.
Well, exactly. So you take that for what it's worth.
Too, and that killed it.
Well, it was Prince, you know, and back in the day, you know, I had the moves, you know.
And the leather pants.
The leather, well, they weren't leather. They were more of a spandex kind of thing. But that's a whole other story that we don't really want to get into. But, yeah, we're here at this oldest wooden structure in the entire Caribbean. Sugar
saw the
plantation.
The oldest church
in the Caribbean today is too. Yeah,
so it's cool history here on the island that you can really pass the time and do some stuff on your surface interval that's extremely unique to the island of Nevis. Now we're going to talk with the proprietor of this fine establishment next. He has a rum punch that is working its magic on Tiffany, and we'll see how that progresses as we continue next.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year.
Light and Motion,
consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum.
Light and Motion,
100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989.
Light and Motion,
tomorrow's technology today.
Light and Motion.
Look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you.
Light and Motion,
on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with the scuba cowboy, mermaid Tiffany, Angelique, or Angelic, as I like to call her, our host here on the island of Nevis. But we're at the Hermitage. This is the oldest wooden structure in the Caribbean. And I was here, you know, 5-6 years ago, and we came here. I was with Neil Watson. We came to this bar and ordered up a special rum punch concoction. Now, I don't know if this is the brainchild of Loopy, but is that true? You're the proprietor of this fine establishment. Is this rum punch concoction, is this your recipe there, Loopy?
It's a classic recipe. People have been serving this recipe for 300 years.
So take credit. Even though you're not 300 years old, you'll take credit for it, won't you?
Sure. I was here 300 years ago.
Okay. You've been here. Yeah, you know, he just walked up. Angelique brought him over, and he looks familiar. You know, I told Angelique earlier in the day when we were running around the island, you know, after 5 or 6 years, it's hard for me to remember everything I've done over the years, let alone what happened yesterday. But I've been having flashbacks all day today from, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I remember coming here. And I, you might have been there, the one who pulled out a, some special jug of something. And it was one of these rum punches. I'm having a sample is kind of bringing it all back there, Loopy. And it, these are good memories. These aren't like war flashbacks. You hear what I'm saying?
Very good. Glad to know that.
Yeah. Now tell us about the Hermitage. What, now you, what, came here back in the day and said, this is a beautiful property, I'll buy it and turn it into a resort? Or was it already a resort when you took it over back in the day, or what?
Well, we have a way of talking about time here. And I would say the other day.
It could have been 30 years ago, right?
Well, actually, it was 44 years ago. But the other day, this old derelict property came on the market, and the family that inherited it had sort of abandoned it. It was swallowed up in the jungle in the bush, but it just called to me through the vines and the leaves and everything like that. So we tidied it up, and we've been chopping back the vines and the leaves ever since.
Yeah, well, you've left just enough to make it look very rustic still. And, I mean, this is just an amazing property. The upkeep of, the, of a place like this must be phenomenal. I would imagine you have a full staff of gardeners and botanical experts and that kind of thing, because it's just lush, tropical, very unique. Something you don't see on a lot of islands around the area, if not the world, I'm guessing.
No, it is very unique now. And we do have a full-time staff of 27 to sort of just keep everything under control.
And so the resort here, the Hermitage, has how many rooms or cottages, or what kind of accommodations do you have here?
We have the guests stay in wooden cottages around the grounds. They're all sort of detached. They're modeled after the original old house, which was built before 1670. And so there are 15 of those. And then over the years, we had people that came here and stayed and kept coming back, and then decided to retire and wanted a second home. And so we built some villas that are just like this style. And that was a hobby over the last 15 years, building these villas. So there's 8 of those villas up the hill and our 15 cottages here. And we're all very happy up here.
Yeah, well, you know, it really is paradise, and the food I hear is phenomenal. I didn't get to sample that last time I was on the island, but we're about to partake in quite a feast, I hear. And this is like, it's Wednesday night pig night or something. It's something bigger than that, though, isn't it?
Well, it's a West Indian feast, we call it, and it's recipes. When we first came to the West Indies, it was almost 50 years ago. And it's a recipe, say, what you do for a big garden party or a big event, a wedding or a christening or a celebration.
The appearance of a mermaid.
Haven't had mermaids yet.
Well, you know you have. You just don't realize it yet. Once she has another one of those rum punches, Mermaid Tiffany is going to pop out of her tail, and it'll be crazy.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, he's got to get me wet first if he wants to see.
Okay, let's just leave that off the air. Jeez.
Splash was just on television 2 nights
ago. Well, there you go. See, they're setting the, laying the groundwork for all the festivities. But, yeah, so it's a big weekly event every Wednesday here at the Hermitage.
I call it the weekly burnt offering. We raise our own pigs here, so we roast a whole pig. That's the centerpiece. And then we bake whole pumpkins stuffed with vegetables and things, and we bake whole fish and banana leaves, dishes you would do when you've got at least 25 or 30 people coming. So it's fun to do that every week. As you know from looking at the size of me, I've been enjoying it for 40 years.
Yes, well, that's always a good testimonial right there, I have no doubt. But I have a feeling if the rum punch is good, the food will be even better. And we're going to sample some of that. So when you have a resort like this, you got people visiting from all over the world. Is it mostly the States, or is it UK all over, or what?
Well, at the moment, I think it's pretty typical for this time of year. I think we're about half and half, British, half North American.
Yeah, and do you get divers coming up here every once in a while like us, or no?
We occasionally have divers, and usually it's when it's a couple. And one half of the couple would prefer not to be on the beach with sand flies and everything like that. And they stay up and they drive down to do the diving and back and forth. We do have a dive package from here.
Yeah, well, we're up on the mountain of Nevis, and it's a little cooler air. You're away from the beach and the sand fleas. So this would be a perfect thing if you want to come dive and you have a non-diving spouse who just wants to come up here and cozy up with a book and be in a lush botanical garden setting and kick back and relax and get away from it all, right?
And a natural environment. There's no need for air conditioning at 850 feet above sea level. Even in the middle of summer, it's always pleasant and cool, just as it is this evening.
Yeah. Now, this history of this being the oldest wooden structure, this was an old sugar plantation. Is that what it was, or what was it exactly?
No, actually, it was a residence. It was a planter's residence. Before the days of sugar, it goes back to before 1670. They hadn't started growing sugar then. They were just starting. They were trying to grow tobacco, indigo, and ginger. It's called gingerland in this district, as commercial crops. And by the end of the 17th century, it was all sugar. But this remained a residence. Nobody actually ever ground any sugar here or anything.
Okay, but there's a ton of antiques throughout the main house. It's a really cool place just to walk around and observe. But, you know, what everybody keeps raving about, you know, when we took the cruise around the island and saw a lot of the sites, they said you have to sample this rum punch at the Hermitage. And it's some special recipe that, you know, if you told us, you'd have to kill us kind of thing. Is that the truth or what?
It's the same basic recipe from 350 years ago. It's one sour, two sweet, three strong, four weak. The one sour, one part sour, is direct sorange. Sorange is a wild lemon that grows up here in the forest. The two sweet is brown sugar made into simple syrup. The three strong, and we prefer rum from Antigua, Cavalier rum, but every rum has a different taste, and the sugars have different tastes. And four is chilled water, spring water, club soda, or lots of ice. And then you always have to have a few dashes of Angostura bitters, must be, and then a little dusting of fresh nutmeg ground on top.
Sounds like way too much work to make, but very easy to drink. And I think we're going to have some right now. So let's do that, and we'll be back with more from Nevis next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Having a big time here on the island of Nevis. Haven't even went diving yet. We got to tell you about the resort that we've been staying at, the Mount Nevis, which has a view that'll blow your mind. Jamie's going to join us here in just a bit on the big show. But, you know, Mermaid Tiffany, this is her first visit to the island of Nevis, and so far so good, right?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and, you know, before we went over to the Hermitage and had our rum punch and sampled that, we had a little stop at, Golden Rock and had lunch there. That was a place I had visited when I was here, you know, 5 years ago, just like the Hermitage. And it kind of came back as a flashback in a positive way. And they were going through some construction at the time I was here. But, man, is that a great place. And the lobster sandwich was something to die for, was it not, Pup?
It was amazing. Peter has done an outstanding job on that that place with the renovations, and it just looks incredible. It's definitely, they're artists, and it very much shows, because that used to be a plantation, if you can imagine.
Yeah, a sugar mill.
Yeah.
And so it almost has a castle-like look to it with the walls and the bricks and things. And it's very Art Deco with the furnishings they put in that. I don't know what kind of style that is. It's very eclectic and very unique, but homey and very tropical and lush with all the greenery as well, do you think?
Yeah, it's almost as like they have their own little botanical gardens there with all the varieties of trees and stuff that he was showing us. And as you said, the food was just amazing. You had the lobster sandwich. I had the lobster salad. Both equally, it's like, who wins that contest? You can't even begin to start.
It was tasty, tender, and just something you got to mark off the list. Now, we visited a traditional Navigian, I don't know.
Navisian
village, where they showed the first rum shack on the island, which, of course, has lived on to the day. They haven't changed a lot over the years, actually, these rum shacks. It's kind of a cool thing. So you can see so many things topside here on the island of Nevis. And once again, we're going to talk to Jamie from the from Mount Nevis, the hotel we've been staying at. Next, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 45. Sea anemone really appreciate it when you pronounce their name correctly. Anemone. And nananamama.
This is starting to irritate me.
Manamana.
Don't make me smack you.
Manamana. Don't start me. I'm here till Thursday. Hey, don't forget to try the veal. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And today we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network in the studio. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, it's all good, Greg. How are you?
Busy.
Yeah? With what?
Surprisingly, with a lot of people who listen to Scuba Radio who aren't divers, but would like to be.
Fantastic. Well, what kind of questions do they have?
Well, mostly about how to get started. So I thought we might talk a bit about that today.
That works for me.
So what do you recommend as a starting point for finding a dive center or instructor?
The same starting point we all use. Recommendations from friends or someone else you respect and trust. Maybe it's another diver, or maybe it's someone who knows a diver.
And if the person doesn't have anyone to make a recommendation?
Most of us just then look for a local dive shop as a starting point.
What should a new diver look for in a dive shop?
Any reputable dive operation should be affiliated with a recognized certification agency. It doesn't matter whether it's PADI, NAWI, SSI, or any of the others, but it should be a recognized agency.
All of the agencies are really good about setting training standards, and every one of them can teach you what you need to know. I've seen great divers from all of them.
Me too.
So even if it's easy to identify the training agency affiliation, it can still be pretty intimidating to walk into a dive shop.
You're right. It's full of unfamiliar equipment designed to take you to an unfamiliar environment. Of course, that's what's great about it, too.
Heck yeah. How do you navigate such unfamiliar territory, though? What questions should a prospective diver be asking?
The first one I'd ask is, what are the class options? Are they taught during the week or on the weekends? Are they available online?
A lot of agencies are offering that option now, right?
Yeah. People need the flexibility of being able to build classes into their schedule, and an online option allows that. Dan is also working to offer it with their training programs. But no matter how much entry-level coursework you do online, there should still be a confined water and open water portion where you learn your skills. You still need time with an instructor.
How about the size of the class?
Ooh, that's a great question. Some people like a large class. Others want to share it with just a few other students. Still others want a private class. So definitely ask about those options until you find the one that suits you.
What about components included with the class?
That's a crucial question. Absolutely ask, what's included with the class price? Does the price include training materials, or do you have to purchase them separately? Does the operation supply your gear, or will you have to buy it, if only the basics?
Define the basics.
Some operations like you to learn on your own gear, and so they ask you to purchase your own mask, snorkel, and fins. This is a great approach, used by a lot of dive centers, so don't think it's unusual. But do remember that it should be a safety and comfort reinforcement issue, not something that makes you feel pressured.
What about the bigger items, like tanks and BCDs?
These should be provided by your operation. Definitely don't feel pressured into buying them at any time.
What about the open water dives?
It's a great idea to ask about them. They may be referred to as open water dives, certification dives, or even checkout dives. But whatever they're called, get the details up front. Sometimes they're done locally, but sometimes travel's involved. It's important to know where they will be done and whether the cost of diving there is included in the cost of the course.
How about checking out the instructor?
Don't be shy. If the instructor's credentials aren't posted for the world to see, ask about what they are. Any reputable dive shop and instructor will welcome your questions, and they'll be happy to provide whatever information you need to feel comfortable.
If you want to, you can also call the instructor certification agency and ask about them, right?
Sure. All the certification agencies will be able to tell you whether or not your prospective instructor is in good standing. The same is true if you want to ask about the dive shop itself.
What would you say is the most important thing about choosing a dive center or instructor?
I'd say it's to remember that diving is supposed to be fun and that your dive shop and instructor are your introductions to it. So keep looking until you find one that makes you feel welcome, comfortable, informed, and excited about the adventure. There are so many options and great operations out there. You'll find the program that suits you.
Your instructor roots are showing.
Good.
Diving is a grand adventure, and it should be so from the start. Finding your dive center and instructor is a part of that adventure. So find one that fits what you need. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because any good operation understands and welcomes them. And when you find the one that works for you, jump in and join the club. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And as promised, we are back here on the island of Nevis doing our show today. It's a beautiful place. You got to get out here. And I'm hanging with Jamie right now, who's been nice enough to host us here at the Mount Nevis Hotel. One of the most beautiful properties we've ever been to, especially when it comes to the view outside your room and the restaurant area and the pool deck and that kind of thing. Jamie, thanks for having us and putting up with our nonsense for a couple days.
Well, thank y'all for letting us be your host. Y'all are some fun guys, so we really enjoyed it, and looking forward to hearing the show.
Yeah, now obviously Jamie is a local islander, and well, southern at least. And where are you from, Jamie, originally?
I'm from Mobile, Alabama, so we have the water there, but it's not quite as spectacular as it is here.
Yeah, but she's brought that little southern hospitality to the resort, to the Mount Nevis Hotel here, and the only thing missing is what, the grits and the what?
Sweet tea, of
sweet
course.
Sweet tea, of course. But you get all that southern hospitality. You feel like family when you come out here. They really are accommodating, and pretty much every whim you have on your surface interval, whether you want to come and explore the island, just chill out at the pool, enjoy some of their world-class food. You know, you come here and you will definitely put on a pound or two if you're not careful. But it's a quality poundage, right?
That's right. And there's lots of things to do for exercise. You can go diving or snorkeling and, you know, work off those rum punches.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you got to have a couple of those. You got to get in the whole experience. And, you know, I got to tell you, we haven't even been in the water yet here at Nevis. And I know Pup and Mermaid Tiffany are having the time of their life, first time on the island. Pup, what are your impressions of the Mount Nevis Hotel so far?
It's absolutely beautiful here. The scenery is incredible. The hospitality and the staff has been outstanding. I don't want to leave.
Yeah, but we got to go diving. I mean, that's the thing. We've had so much fun just touring around the island and seeing all the sights and chilling here at the Mount Nevis Hotel. We haven't even had a chance to do the diving yet, which I've experienced about 5-6 years ago, and I can't wait to jump back in the water with Ellis at Scuba Safaris and do some diving. You guys offer some packages with him, right?
Yes, we work very closely with Ellis, and we offer a variety of packages. We provide the transportation and breakfast and dinner and all the fun you can want.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, maybe you can talk Jamie into going diving with you. You're working on it. You're relatively new to the island, and you're waiting to jump in the water and after you get things settled here, I guess, right?
Right. Ellis has promised me a rum punch upon a successful dive, so
he knows how to bargain, for sure. So, because the rum punch here on Nevis is definitely a step above. We've sampled a few of the rum punches at the different properties, and I don't know, you guys are in competition to create the best rum punch. It's kind of crazy what's going on here, and scary in a sense, too, because you have to try them all. You hear what I'm saying?
Right, that's right. One of the girls that works here, Marion, she has a secret recipe. No one knows it. She won't even tell me. I've been trying to get it out of her for months. But it's good, but it kind of sneaks up on you. It's a little sneaky.
Now, in your spare time, Jamie, when you're not managing and marketing the Mount Nevis Hotel on the island, what do you do? What do you do for fun? You're obviously not diving yet, but in the little spare time you have, what are you just wandering around like we did earlier today, or what?
Well, you know, there's some really great hiking on Nevis. There's trails everywhere. There's really good snorkeling. Of course, the beaches are always nice. So usually I try to stay outside as much as I can.
Yeah, just get some little sun time. But you don't have to even go to the beach here at the Mount Nevis Hotel. You guys have just an amazing infinity pool type thing going on out here.
It's quite the view. It is really nice. A lot of our guests actually don't even go to the beach, which surprises me, but they like it here at the pool and just chilling at the hotel. So.
Yeah, the only thing missing is the sand, but you have this like expanse, I don't know, savanna almost that stretches all the way down to the water, and then the view of St. Kitts and Zorro Island, as I'm renaming it, because that is the island of St. Kitts, but it has this like Z swoosh right on the front of it.
You know, I did not even notice that until you brought it up, and now I cannot stop staring at that Z.
That's right. It is officially Zorro Island, according to me. And, you know, you can take that for what it's worth. And, Jamie, what's the website for the Mount Nevis Hotel?
It's www.mountnevishotel.com. We also have a Facebook and Twitter page, so check us out.
And like them. Trust me. You'll thank me for it. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gene, completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, the Scuba Cowboy, and Mermaid Tiffany living large. You know, time flies when you're having fun. And since the last segment, an entire day and a half has passed. We have soaked in some more sights, and we have actually jumped in the water here off the coast of Nevis to experience some of the diving. And we're kicking back after our second dive here in Nevis. Third, actually. In the Four Seasons Resort. We're getting ready to dine on lobster. We'll tell you all about that an hour or two of the big show today. But literally, we're in one of the Four Seasons rooms right now. And this is a hotel to the stars, five-star accommodations. I'm telling you what, you walk around this property, it will blow your mind. But we'll get to that in just a bit when we hang out with Chef Kai here from the resort, who's going to cook us up some lobster that we just caught. So let's talk about our dive there, pup, first. Because, you know, yesterday we did some diving right off of a Wally resort where we've been staying. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on as well. But the diving is right up there with the best Caribbean diving I've experienced. What about you?
Absolutely. Lots of critters. Looks like real healthy reefs. Nice visibility. Just beautiful diving. And everything's real close. It's right off the shore. You're there in 5 minutes. You're in the water. You're having a great time. You come back here to these kind of accommodations. Wow. What else can you say?
Yeah. You know, and we saw some of the biggest nerf sharks I have ever seen in my entire life tucked up under a coral head here off of Nevis. Those boys were very healthy. I think they had gorged themselves on lobster or mermaids. I don't know. What do you think, Tiff?
I don't know. Have you seen many mermaids around here?
I have not, except the one we brought to the island. So we'll have to wait and see, right?
Well, that's because when people come here, the food is so good. They come as mermaids and leave as whales.
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, we'll see if that happens. I don't know. Tiffany has a few more pounds to put on before we consider her a whale. She's giving me that look like, how dare you, Greg? No. She is not... She puts it all in the right places for mermaids, right, Tiff? Come on.
Again, Greg, seriously.
You know, those expressions just don't come across on the radio like they should, pup. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear exactly what you're saying. Unfortunately, there is a hidden side to scuba radio that not everyone gets to see, but I feel very fortunate to be a part of it.
Yes. Well, you know, whether it's, diving and you're seeing nurse sharks, we saw some lobsters. And, of course, the big attraction or the big thing I wanted to mark off the list for myself personally after being here 5 years ago was to experience this Four Seasons Dive and Dine program. Now, we've been talking about this the last few months. Ellis from Scuba Safaris was telling me about this program when I was here a while back. And basically, the deal was you go out, they take you to a special spot to find some lobsters, and they you actually dive with the chef from the Four Seasons Hotel, and you go there, catch your lobsters, he takes them back to the hotel, you go get cleaned up, hang out at the cabana and thing, and then they cook it up for you right there in front of you, and he shares some cooking tips of how they prepare their lobsters here and that kind of thing. And lo and behold, in walks room service or something. I don't know what's going on, but hey, that's just typical.
It's getting more lavish.
Yeah, you know, that's just what happens when you're hanging out at the Four Seasons, you know, and that kind of thing in Nevis. I mean, really, it is a spectacular thing. But the dive we did for these lobsters, they took us down to about a reef that bottomed out about 100 feet, and it was called Monster Reef or Monster Lobster Reef. What? Monster Lobster Reef.
Lobster, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and we went down there looking for Lobzilla, and I think we found him. I didn't catch it.
I did. What? I caught him.
You did not catch Lobzilla. No, that who was that? Who was the dive guide on there that caught it? What was his name?
Mermaid Tiffany.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Myron.
Myron, right. So he got down there, and he was cruising around the reefs right there at the bottom. We jumped down there, went to the bottom of the anchor line, and right away, pup sees a lobster. And there's a big boy, and he was just waiting there for us. And pup gets my attention, says, "Hey, put your camera down or give me your camera. Let's go." And they had these lobster loopers that they make here at Nevis. They definitely are a little bit more on the rustic side than what we're used to using in the States when it comes to lobster loopers in Florida. But basically, it was just a stick. And at the end of it was a, I don't know, a wire or a cord with a loop through it. So, you know, it was basically just a string that backed around on itself. And you'd get it and you'd open it up and you'd get it around the tail of the lobster and basically just yank it real quick and it would catch the lobster like that. So it was a little bit more of a primitive looper than I'm used to using. But after Pup pointed out the lobster, went up there and I was like, okay, I became one with the lobster, so much so that I forgot to turn my camera on before I gave it to Pup. But he was filming with his Octo mask. So hopefully this video will show up on scubaradio.com soon. But I get the lobster right around there and I get him to back up into my loop and got him and bingo, right away. No problem. Not an issue for the lobster slayer. Yes, my skills definitely transferred right over to the waters of Nevis. You witnessed it, Pup, right?
I was there, and I have to say that I was duly impressed. Of course, I did point it out, and like you said, we literally, I mean, we hit the reef, and he was there. I'm like, Greg, boom, here it is. He goes down there, puts on his zen, and Greg is indeed the bug hunter master.
Yeah, I am the lobster slayer, and it's time to feast. Are you ready to eat it, Tiffany?
I'm so ready.
We're going to hang out with Chef Kai here from the Four Seasons. You'll hear all about it, an hour or two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Nevis. Stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.